It's interesting. There are similarities between the Korean War and the First and Second World War. So allies, there's a, you know, a system of allies and allied support, patrolling, particularly in the second half of the Korean War. And as I've said, you know, the front line was trenches in some parts. So huge similarities with particularly the First World War. There's also reliance on conscripts. Again, that's characterised the two world wars. And, you know, things that eternally define battlefields and the experience for soldiers, things like separation from their families, long journeys. The Korean War was as far away as many had been before, but they had comparable experiences on troop ships and things like that. But there were really big differences as well. As I've mentioned, Korea was a new battlefield for many people. And historically, Britain had few connections with the Korean Peninsula. So soldiers writing describe a very unfamiliar environment. So that was very new. Britain's international position has also changed hugely, particularly from 1914, but even from 1939. This is a very different international position. Britain is potentially beginning a decline in its world power status, but it's also finding its way as its financial position is kind of worked out at the end of the Second World War, and as empire starts to fragment. So this is a very different Britain that's engaging in this war. And another big difference was the prospect of the use of nuclear weaponry. So this leads eventually, famously, to the sacking of Douglas MacArthur, who claims that he wants to use nuclear weaponry on China. So it's this new Cold War, there's new weaponry, and it's also ideological as well, the Cold War. With the Korean War, there's issues around brainwashing and prisoner of war treatment, which are new and represent a change in how combatants are sort of dealt with both during and after war. So there are lots of similarities, but in many ways the Korean War is something different as well.